Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Robin Zodiac Show. Every Sunday between 12 and 12:30 Pacific Standard Time, I'm here doing live psychic readings. Also, check me out on Amazon. I've written a series called Secrets to New You Love. Log on to my website at www.psychic.com. That's psychic.com. It's the word psychic with a dash in the middle. So let's get to your calls now.
Hello, good morning, everybody. Well, it's afternoon now, but it's been a wonderful weekend. I hope everybody's having a great weekend. It's a holiday weekend, and it's also my daughter's birthday. So I am a mother of a 21-year-old as of yesterday. So it's been a wonderful holiday. So I hope the same for you all. So we're going to go directly to the phones. We can go over a little bit more than 3 minutes, but let's just stick to one question, and let's go to the calls now. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Robin.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Pam.
Hi, Pam, where are you calling in from?
Michigan.
Okay, great. And what is your question?
I have a question about work. I recently took a job and took it sight unseen, and it's a very challenging environment for me. I don't know if it's a sick building, but I feel kind of sick there almost all the time. So I was wondering if there might be a new job in the future that's a little bit more healthy.
Yeah, I see success with change coming up, and I do see peace of mind. I do feel like it seems like you are going to be making a change, and it seems like it's a new direction. So do you work in accounting or a department that could be a different industry for?
I'm sorry, you mean I don't understand the question.
What kind of job
do you
have?
It's office work. It's like administrative assistant work.
Oh, okay. That's what I felt. For some reason,
yeah.
I felt like accounting. Do you have any background in accounting?
A little bit. I could definitely do that, and I have been applying for things like that.
Yeah, because that's what I feel, that you'd be successful at and you would like the job, and it does feel like it's a different industry that you're working for now. I do see coming up. I get the number two with timing, so let's hope, you know, in the next 2 weeks the ball gets rolling. But I actually feel like the change may come in 2 months' time.
2 months. Am I going to be okay for 2 months in that building? I mean, sometimes I feel really not very well.
Yeah. Is it the fluorescent lighting, or is it?
It's the air. Something? Like, there's another woman there who coughs all the time, and she says she only does it when she comes into the building, and it's just, there's something, I don't know if it's mold or what's going on there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I do see, I see success with change. I see you having peace of mind within the next job that you accept. I do feel like it will be revealed probably in the next 2 weeks within, so it could be sooner than that. But the actual change, I do feel, will probably take place, you know, with the interviewing process and leaving. It probably is going
I
to
see.
Be more towards.
I see. Okay. Any chance I might work at home?
Well, I mean, with doing something like accounting, that there's a really good chance. But I actually feel that I keep getting that you're probably going to be going to an office.
Okay. Okay, very good. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it. Happy Easter.
Thank you. You too. Bye, Pam.
Bye.
Card here. And I have my crystal ball. And so I'm going to move on to the next caller.
Oh, hey. Hey, Robin. This is Bryn. Bryn from New York City. Bryn?
Hi. Yeah. How can I help, Bryn? Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Robin. I've been feeling energetically almost like turned off, and I'm wondering if I'm going through some kind of transition or a null period or something, because it feels kind of restrictive, and it just feels like I'm wondering where am I heading, you know, in terms of my spiritual path. It feels like I feel like I'm kind of in a sort of transition period. Yeah, funk. Yeah, right.
Yeah, the first thing that comes to me is writer's block. So, do you write?
Well, that's a symptom of it, you know, kind of blocked creatively and other ways, you know. So, yeah, I do. I don't do writing as a profession, but I do writing when I can. But I just been feeling kind of dry and sort of in a funk. You know, in a kind of blah, you know?
Yeah. Well, it also feels like you're an empath, too. Would you say so?
Yeah.
Like you can pick up other people's energy?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And it seems like the vibrations you've been around is kind of a trigger, you know, because it seems like you've gone through this before and you've come out of it. So. It does feel like it's the times that we're in, you know, and once again, it could also be the full moon. So.
Right. Do you see it, things shifting for me at all time? I mean,
yeah.
I do.
I feel so. The first thing that comes to me, though, is can you rearrange the furniture in your home or do something like, you know, change your environment energetically? You know, feng shui it, or, you know, once again, make choices, you know. I feel that would really help with releasing the blocks. And also, I'm a big believer in magic, so you wanna burn a 2 green candles at dusk, but you actually want to start at the end of on the 29th, I think it is. So you can get those candles, those glass candles, you know, they sell them at the grocery store for 50. So you get 2 green candles, and you light them at dusk, and before bed, you always snuff out the flame. You never blow away the wish or the flame. And this will create aura energy of health and wealth, and it'll attract, you know, money, and it'll keep you healthy because, you know, once again, it'll get rid of blocks. If you do 2 white candles right now with the full moon, to the new moon, then that would definitely diminish a lot of this negative energy, because thoughts are energy, and it does feel like it's the surroundings that is causing this to take place. I always say, like, blockages is like a dark cloud that's over us, and you can burn it off with white candles.
Now, you said the 2 green ones on the 29th, is that what you said?
Right.
So start on the 29th.
Right.
Yeah.
And you burn them until August is gone. You continue to burn them for 2 weeks. Because the new moon, full moon is growing money, and the full moon to the new moon is diminishing. So that's why I said, you know, do white candles to diminish the negative thoughts around you.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. All right. Nice meeting you. Have a great day.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to slide along. Hi, it's Psychic Mom.
Hi, Robin. It's Wendy from California.
Hi.
Happy Easter.
Thank you. I got your, was it an email you sent me?
Yes. Was that a beautiful Easter picture?
That was wonderful. Thank you very much, Wendy. That was sweet.
You're welcome. I sent that to all my friends. Robin, I am looking for remote call center work. It doesn't have to be remote, but that's my first choice. And I contacted the best agency in town. And the first part of the agency's name is Search, and then the second word starts with P. And I was really excited because I connected to a young lady, and she sent in my application on their behalf for a major dental insurance company. The first part of that dental insurance company starts with the word Delta. The second word starts with letter D. And I also took the online testing. So I contacted her, and then she said, by the way, you also have to download your resume into our website. So I did that, and I also had completed some online testing. So the following day, I emailed her, and I said, do you know how I did on the testing, et cetera? And she basically told me that that position was put on hold. And the awkward thing that happened was I spoke to another person. Her first name starts with an N, and she's very nice. And she was talking about a different position, and she said she could also submit me for that dental position. And I said, well, I thought it was on hold. And then she said, no, it's never been on hold. So I was very polite to everybody, but it created an awkward situation because I'm 70, and I don't want to think of age discrimination. And it seemed odd because that other girl was supposed to notify me the instant that position opened up again. So anyway, the lady with the name N I spoke with on Friday, she said she will follow up with me about my progress. It was submitted on the 13th. Am I going to get this job with that dental insurance company through them, or will I go elsewhere, or what do you see?
I feel like it seems like you are going to – you mentioned like two recruiters, two different companies. Did you mention two different people in the same company?
It's the same company.
Right, because I feel like it could be a new recruiter, Wendy. So have you thought about signing up with another agency?
Well, I'm supposed to have a virtual interview tomorrow at 2, and I wasn't so sure I wanted to, but it's a very, very good agency. So would that be a good idea for me to have that virtual interview tomorrow or no?
Yeah, I feel like the interview tomorrow is your best bet. So I do feel like it is. They are going to get you a good job lined up because I see success with this with the second recruiter. So I hope that helps, Wendy.
And her name is Blanca.
Okay, great. Well, you'll have to tell me how it goes.
All right. Well, thank you.
Pleasure. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. We're going to move right along. Hi, it's
Hello.
Peggy's mom. Hello.
Hi, thank you. Thank you so much for taking the call. My name is Kay.
Hi, Kay.
It seems like it's a theme today. I'm calling from Georgia. Happy birthday to your daughter and happy Easter.
Thank you.
Seemed like a theme with the calls about career. interview last week that I felt really, really good about, and I'm just wondering, do you see me hearing something back from them this week? Something positive anyway.
I feel like you've had sorrow. So have other things fallen through for you in the past?
Yes. Yes.
So it does that there seems to be success coming up for you. I see a man and a woman. So are you dealing with a man and a woman?
On this particular, well, there was two different jobs. One, I can't say I'm crazy about, but I'm at a point financially where I do have to accept a role. And that one, it was a panel. I had been dealing with a woman, but it was a panel discussion, the last one, and there was like 8 different people on it, and there were men and women. This one that I was really more excited about,
I've just been dealing with two women, but the next step would be interview with more of the team. So I don't know what the makeup of that is. I don't know if that's men and women.
Yeah, because I do feel like you are going to probably climb to the next level. I do see, you know, that you will go through with the process, and I see the ultimate outcome being successful. So I do feel like you are going to get what you want. So, and
beautiful.
You know, when I had mentioned burning some candles, you know, you want to burn some white candles.
Yes, I
heard
that. Yes.
And then burn green ones and keep the money flow and health, of course, too.
And let me just say this, and I don't want to hold a call up. I have two white candles burning right now. So when you said that, it was like, wow, okay, perfect.
Oh, that's amazing. So you're already getting rid of negative energy. You know, even when we're driving and, you know, people like honk or yell or flip us off, you know, it's a good idea. They, you know, get that energy away from us, you know, and burn those candles.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you. Blessings to you. This is my first time calling in, but I actually really enjoy your show, so I look forward to hearing more.
Great. Yeah, please keep in touch.
Okay. Yes, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. We're going to move right along. Hi, Psychic Mom.
Hi, Robin. Hello. Happy Easter and happy birthday to you and your daughter. It's a special day, huh, on Easter?
It is, yes. I mean, I was the one that did all the work.
I know.
You're in. Yeah.
You need to celebrate, too. I do have a question, but why do you say burn two candles?
Because two is making a contract with the universe. Two is symbolizes that you're making an agreement.
Okay, thank you for that.
And your name?
Oh, it's Pat from Connecticut.
Okay, Pat. Yeah.
I have had one catastrophe after another for about 15 months. It doesn't stop. I keep thinking it's going to stop and kind of pick myself up and start again. Everything from major financial stuff to health. Financial is what's really been doing me in. And also stuff with my son, real concern about him. It's everything. It's been everything for almost 2 years. And even just last week, I was just given another $4,000 dental bill. So I'm just barely hanging on, feeling like I'm going down the drain, concerned for my health. Anyway, do you see changes? I've also been single for 30 years and would love a partner. Anything that you see?
Yeah, I do see a partner because I get legal agreements and marriage. So I also get around October. So you could be meeting a significant man then. I do feel like he's your age or a bit younger, but you are around the same age. I know you mentioned your son, but I get the number three. So do you have more children?
No, but you might be picking up on him and his wife and the young daughter because there's a lot of stress.
There's this rib. Okay.
Yeah.
But they are like your children. So, and he's having financial problems too. Is that one of the issues?
No, I think he's got depression, a lot of anger, which he may have chemically inherited from his father. And kind of, I visited him a week or two ago, and I think the veil kind of opened up for me in seeing that this has been almost his whole life. And his anger towards me and others is really a way of keeping us away from seeing what's really going on inside him. I'm not sure if he's got much of a drinking problem. I know he drinks to, you know, at night to kind of just numb himself. But my concern is he's refusing to see that he needs help, and I feel like the marriage is going to dissolve if he doesn't soon, and worried about him
his safety, you know, when he gets in a rage, if he takes off and drives. You know, I can go on and on and on. This is, and, you know, just financial. It's just been amazing, almost 2 years.
Okay. Almost I'm going to have to. I told my girlfriend many, many years ago, she had a teenage daughter that was hooked on heroin and sneaking out at night and with men. And, you know, she was a wreck. And I told her that she has to have faith and confidence and project that she's already healed, like she's already, you know, through it. So the woman ended up calling me like 10 years later. And she said that her daughter, she said that I was the only one that had faith in her daughter. So she took my advice and changed the narrative and the perception. Yeah. And now there's a school bus driver with three kids. She's full of tattoos, but she, you know, she's definitely, you know, raised her vibration and, you know, got off the drugs and was able to get straight. So I told her the same thing that I'm telling you. You have to project that he's already well, and you have to, hope for the best and always project that. Now, with anger, like you said, and I feel like I'm reading between the lines, like you're afraid that he's pushing people out of his life so that he could hurt himself. And the you have to stop believing that. You have to, you know, it's because he doesn't have any patience, or it's because he's very, very intelligent and his other people aren't keeping up with him, so he's frustrated. Or he feels that dichotomy going on with him. So I feel like that's most likely where his temper is coming from, is frustration.
I actually, the daughter-in-law agreed to talk with me next week. We don't talk a lot. She's very private. And I actually was going to raise these questions about him, you know, maybe people, all of us, you know, reaching out to him and seeing if we could get some psychological help. Do you think that's a bad idea?
Well, I kind of do, because he's going to feel alienated from his wife and feel like the two of you ganged up on him. So I wouldn't recommend that. I would talk to her about going to couples counseling together or talking to a therapist together. I mean, therapy is amazing. It really does work more than, I mean, medication is a must in most cases, you know, but I do believe that that the therapy is key in regards to, you know, getting, it's all in the mind. It's all in the mind, you know, and like, you know, projecting confidence and faith that, you know, that, you know, he's capable of getting well. You know, and talking to her from a positive perspective instead of, you know, being a worried mother, if you could do that.
Okay. And I actually was going to ask her and her parents to talk to him. Again, do you think that's alienating my son?
Yeah, he's going to feel like everybody's ganging up on him, and he's definitely,
yeah.
You know, and you're the closest person to him, so you might get a lot of flack from him.
Yeah, I'm sure. Okay, I appreciate you saying that. Do you see down the road success?
Yeah, I do. I see him strengthening himself. I do feel that the marriage is going to stay together. I do.
Okay.
You know, finances is getting better for him, so I assume that was one of the problems. But I do see, you know, money getting better for him. So I see peace of mind.
Okay. I appreciate that. You know, that's really good advice and very timely, because it's interesting. I woke up this morning with the plan in my head and a sentence came in my mind, are you actually by doing this? Which kind of, that thought freaked me out.
Yes, it's all thought. You have to keep your thoughts. You know, another thing too is The Secret, the movie The Secret. Every time I need miracles in my life or I'm in a panic or something's gone wrong, I watch that movie. And it's incredible, the magic that takes place. So I would recommend, like, giving it to him as a gift. You know, maybe an Easter present would be nice. And for both of them to watch it. But, you know, I definitely, I also have written relationship books, and I also say that sometimes it's better to sit in silence and just feel each other's energy and let the thoughts, you know, kind of blend with each other. And, not speaking words usually is more impactful. And then less is best. So, you know, once again, you know, talking to him it just feels like you can't worry. You have to give it to God and you have to talk to her. You know, like, maybe it's a good idea that the two of them against the world, you know, get some therapy, you know, because you can tell you want them to stay together. You want, you know, more grandchildren, you know, you're only wanting the best for them and, you know, but, you know, you can't present it as a worried mother. You have to kind of present it as the two of them against the world. Like, you know, your observation of, you know, their relationship more so than getting involved in the relationship.
Okay. I appreciate all that. Thank you so much. Appreciate
pleasure.
It.
Happy
okay. Easter
have a
to
great
you.
Thank you
Thank
very
you.
Much.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to move on.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Robin. It's Amala.
Hi, Amala. How can I help today?
Hi. So I'm just wondering, for the rest of April and into May, I actually am going to be selling my books in the next couple of weeks. He's really seeing people being...
Okay, we're going to move on.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Robin. Hi, Robin. Happy Easter and happy birthday. And,
thank you. Is this?
Yeah, this is Stacy. Well, spring has sprung, and I was just wondering, there's this guy Frank I know of, if you see a connection with him, somebody else.
I do feel that it seems like he's thinking about you, and I do see romance coming up. But I also get that it seems like he's been hiding or he's been he's pulled back. So I keep getting the number two. So has he pulled back in the last 2 weeks?
Well, yeah, because he was kind of showing interest, and then so I don't know, you know, what's going on, if he's seeing somebody else or, you know.
I'm not seeing that there's anybody else. I do feel that there will be communication, and I see text messaging coming in the next couple of days. So I do feel like you will hear from him again. But I have to say goodbye because we're wrapping up the show. So thank you so much for the call today. So we'll talk next week, and you'll let me know if you hear from him. But I do see that there is romance coming up.
Oh, wow. Soon? Yeah, because it's like... I've been alone a long time. That's why, you know.
All righty. Well, thank you, and have a wonderful rest of the day.
Thank you. You too. God bless.
Bye-bye. Okay. All right. Well, once again, I'll be back next Sunday. I apologize to those that weren't able to get on the air today, but please do call me on my hotline number. You can also book a reading online at psychicmom.com and set up a call for a full reading. And we'll talk soon. So have a wonderful weekend and the rest of the day.